Bava Basra, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is the last of the Prokham over here that deal with Mechirois of various types and what's Nichla on them. So the Mishnah continues. I'm selling you a base kur of Ofer L'chor means karka that's roi to plant. Hoyusham Nikoyim. There are craters, there are holes, ditches in the ground. Amukim Asar Tvachim. If they're deep Asar Tvachim, Oisloim Givoyim Asar Tvachim, or there are rocks that stick up above the ground, Einanim Dodim Imo, that's not included in the core. The core is a certain measurement. If there's a big, huge rock in the middle of the field that goes feet high, so then the area of the rock is not included in that measurement. So then you have to add on more. Pachas Mikan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, either height or depth, Nimdod and Ima, that's called part of the karka. And if the total area around meets the expectation of being a base kur, then it's enough. Vimomaloi be base kur offer, if he tells him ki base kur offer, afilu hoyeshom nikoyim amukim yoisim asar tvachim, or islam gavayim yoisim asar tvachim, even if there are big ditches or big rocks in the field, hareil don imo. Because when he says the Lashon kibbeis kur offer, what he's saying is that measurement. When he says base kur offer, it's not kibbeis kur offer. Base kur offer means a field that's serviceable of base kur. Kibbeis kur offer means it's like a base kur in the sense that it's the same size, even though you might not necessarily have as much usage out of it. Mishnah base kur offer ani moichelucho. Mida Bechevel, they measured it with a rope for accuracy, and Lamaisa, the land that he's giving him, is not a base kur. Piches, there's something missing. Kolshu, Yenake, on that field, the Moicher gets less money than what he sold. Hoiser, Kolshu, Yachser. If there's a little bit extra, then the Lekek gives back a little bit of that piece of land. Now, it's important to point out that the reason why by Mida Bechevel, Piches, Kolshu, Yenaka, why don't we say that's taka worth less? Why don't we say Einai No Bekarkois? Discrepancy of value in Oino cannot be Huchza and Bezin. You can't be Tevena and Bezin. But over here, the size of the field is different, not the price. Oino is the difference in price, but the thing itself is exactly what he paid for. We explained this distinction a few prokham ago to be mechal between mekaktois and Oino. Mekaktois is also not a chesaron in the moment, it's a chesaron in the zak itself. So over here, this din is mekaktois. However, if the moicher said, the moicher said, I'm selling you this field, might be a little bit more, might be a little bit less, afilu roiva, afilu piches roiva l'so, even if it's mamash a big discrepancy, either Piches Reva Lasso, in every saw there was a Reva of a calf that was missing, or Yehoyser Reva Lasso, Higiri. Since they made up this field, so that's what it is. Yehoyser Mikan Yehoyser Cheshman. If it's more than a Reva calf, so then the Lekeach makes a Cheshman. What's the value of the extra? And he has to pay extra to the Moicha. The Roshanim over here, Mutcher, there's a member in the Gemara, called Ovisha Bemida Bemishkol Beminyan. That means Oino, which is totally in a sixth, is only in the regular case of a discrepancy in price. But by anything where the Midah is exact, so there the Marshal, the Mishkal is off, the Midah is off, the Minyan is off, so then it can be Choyzer, it's Mekachtois. So why over here don't we just say the wholesale is bottle? Why do we say Yachzer, that he returns that amount of Kaka? Either you could say that klal of kol davish b'midah mishkal minyan is only, let's say, a person's buying 14 donuts. If there's 13, that's not Oino. Over there, it's choyzer. We say that the midah defines it as something that they makbid on, and then it's choyzer. Mashengen over here is by karka. Some rishonim want to tell us the chiluk between karka and taltal. Some rishonim want to tell us that when he says midah b'chevel, that itself means that the mechira is a mechira, and it's adjustable, kafi, if there's more or less over there. Now, what's the share of Reuvel Asa, which, by the way, is a ratio of 1 out of 24. because a saw has four kav, and a roiva is a roiva hakav. It's a roiva hakav, 1/4 of a kav, to a saw, which is 6 times a kav. So it's 1 out of 24. And then there's no nikui or yeser. Farshim say that if the lekech wasn't standing with the moicher, and there was something afield that they weren't looking at, so then you have the halacha in Mishnah Aleph, where if there's high points, there's low points, that's not included in the field, and then it'll go back. This Mishnah is talking about they're looking at the karka, and the lekech decides to buy this karka kamashu. The moicher decides to buy to sell this karka kamashu. The shaila is only the price. There's only a shaila of extra money. So now you say Yasa Cheshvin. The reason I like to show him, look at the Tosis Yom Tov, whether the Yasa Cheshvin, Kipshuta Shalom Mishnah, means if there's extra karka, so now you have to Cheshvin how much money he owes him, or even if there's less, that also, there's less karka, he has to give back some of the money. In the words, the Yasa Cheshvin is more when there's something new there, there's extra karka. But the Mishnah says, Mawi Machzaloi, Mois. The issue is not on karka, the issue is on mois. He sold him this field, and the moicher willingly sold the lekech this field, lekech menikinyan. However, the moicher didn't sell that amount of field. So the poshtim loshen of the Mishnah is mao machzaloi, is that the sale is a sale is a sale, that whole karka, even the extra part, and what has to be reckoned with, extra money, that the lekech has to pay the moicher, mois. The mice in the Mishnah doesn't blab by that. Vimrotzo, if the moicher doesn't want to give more than the amount of karka they bargained for, so the price is the price, the karka is the karka, and the extra karka has to go back. Machzal karka, the moicher has the choice. V'loma omru machzal mois. That means, if we're saying the brer is biyad ha-moicher, we're saying that the moicher has a right to not give this whole piece of land. He takes off the part that was extra beyond the measurement that they made up. That means it wasn't koneh, so why can't the lekech be the one to say he wants to give back karka? So here the Mishnah adds, normally when there's v'loma omru, it's a takona, it's not the natural din. The natural din is that if the sale of that extra part of karka, that extra piece of karka, is not binding, the moicher can be chayzer, the lekech should be able to be chayzer also. Over here there's a din d'rabbanan, takona, the Gemara explains it. Look at the Rav. Liyapas koicheh shel moicher. What's going to happen is like this. Lama Zogin, that the Moicher has a field, and it's 1.1 base core. They made up, they didn't have an exact measurement, they thought it was a base core. So he sells them a base core. They rope it off, they measure a base core, there's an extra tenth of a base core sitting there. So, okay, he said, Lekech has a right to give back the karka. You know what's going to be left? The Moicher is going to be left with a tenth of a functioning field. Because of that, in a case where there was a discrepancy in the measurement, they made up that the moicher could leave it by the lekech and the lekech has to pay, since the lekech made a kinyan in the whole field. If the moicher wants, the moicher could pull out, but generally speaking, he won't pull out. And that's why the ikar din is machzaloi mois. So this is all the takona to protect the schusim of the moicher in this type of case. And the Mishnah has an extra knetch. That this that we just said, that is takana, that the moicher could not have to take back a little tiny piece of karka because it's mamash baltashas, what could he do with it? It's not even a field. The Mishnah qualifies that. Not so poshut. Let's say he's left with a little piece of land. So call it a little field. What's the shear of a field which could be called a field? So we have to go back to Perek HaShotvin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and over there is described by a chalukah, chalukas HaShotvin, is that when you're mechalik a field, what's called the minimal amount that could be called a field? Not just a piece of land, but a field that could be worked, that's profitable, that's usable, that's functional. Imshir basoda base tisha kavin, 9 kavin, which is a saw and a half. Ubegina base chatzi kav, with vegetables, you need only a base chatzi kav. That's the machlokes. According to Rebbe Kiva, it has to be bigger. I'm sorry, according to Rebbe Kiva, it's a quarter. According to the Tanakamba over there, it's a chatzikav. So then, machzal is a karka. Then the lekeach could force the moicher to take back the karka. Wasn't included in the original sale? You tell me he has to pay more money, right? So how could you force him to keep a karka and pay more money? So you can give it back. As long as it's a functional field. It's not just that the leker could give back that piece of land. Kol ha-moyser, he doesn't have to pay an extra penny. If there's that amount of land that there's a functional field, so then the leker can force the moicher to take it back. The moicher can't cry to him, but now I'm left with a field that's not functional. You have a field that's functional. Then you mismeasured the field. So mameli, you sold, you made up the leker. What the leker now is forcing you to take back that amount. Okay? As I did this.